We close tonight with a tour of commemorations on this Veterans Day, from the president's visit to New York City, the vice president's trip to Arlington National Cemetery, and beyond, as America halted to express its gratitude to the men and women who've defended the United States.
Today we gather to recognize the service of everyday patriots who have dedicated their lives to our country. Men and women who raised their right hand and took a solemn oath.
The veterans community really stands for solidarity. Regardless of the things that separate Americans, service to our country, honor amongst our relationships with one another, trust and respect of one another.
You put on the armor. You stood in the gap. You defended our freedom.
Present, present, arms.
You counted our lives more important than your own. You stood for a cause greater than yourselves.
In particular, we salute those who came home with the scars of war, who continue to fight daily against mental, emotional, and physical disabilities. We can never thank them and support them enough. They are an inspiration to us all.
When our veterans complete their service, it becomes the shared duty of all Americans to serve our veterans, to listen to them, to honor them, and to ensure that they receive the care and support that they need.
Their service and sacrifice, from the gas-filled trenches of World War I to the mountains of Afghanistan and the deserts of Iraq, chronicle much of the history of the century just passed and the one we are in now.
On Veterans Day, our nation rededicates itself to our most solemn duty. While we can never repay our warriors for their boundless service and sacrifice, we must uphold with supreme vigilance our sacred obligation to care for those who have borne the battle. To every veteran here today and all across our land, you are America's greatest living heroes, and we will cherish you now, always, and forever.
And we do salute all of America's veterans.